One of my first editing jobs didn't involve much editing. It was quote-unquote editing press releases for a wire service that was paid to distribute them. The service needed people with real news and editing skills to read the press releases, just in case they contained any serious errors or libelous statements. But because the content was supplied by people paying us to distribute it, we couldn't get away with too much tinkering. But the one thing people in my office always changed was compared to, which came up a lot in that job in contexts like, the company's earnings per share was 3 cents in the most recent quarter, compared to 4 cents for the prior period. We always changed that compared to compared with. Why? Because Don said so. Don was the self-appointed style commandant in the office. Really, he was just an editor like the rest of us, but we did what he said. He just seemed so darn sure of himself all the time. Plus, he had a little book on his desk that served as proof positive anytime any of us asked him to share further wisdom on this particular rule. The book was Theodore M. Bernstein's The Careful Writer, first published in 1965, which says this on the matter. The choice of to or with to follow compare is not a matter of indifference. When the purpose is to liken two things, or to put them in the same category, use to. When the purpose is to place one thing side by side with another, to examine their differences or similarities, use with. In other words, you usually use compare to point out how things are alike. You usually use compare with to show how they're different. So pretty much every time a press release said that earnings were 3 cents a share compared to 4 cents for the prior period, we would change that to compared with 4 cents for the prior period. It took years for me to question that supposedly absolute rule of language. But when I finally did, here's what I learned. That line in the sand between compare to and compare with is really just the position of certain dudes, chief among them Bernstein, who was writing almost 50 years ago. Sure, he was a respected authority in the language, but he was also a staunch partisan, known for promoting a certain way as the only way. And if we do a little more research, we see that there never was a line in the sand between these two terms. The editors of Merriam-Webster's Dictionary of English Usage actually did some research into Bernstein's stance and found that it doesn't exactly hold up. Contrary to what Bernstein said, compare to and compare with are pretty much a matter of indifference. They can be used pretty much interchangeably. Interestingly, in the active sense, Bernstein's position is better supported. That is, it's considered more legitimate to say, I'd like to compare this quarter's earnings with last quarter's, than to make it, I'd like to compare this quarter's earnings to last quarter's. However, that's not true when compare is in the form of the passive participle compared. As in, compared to last year, this year's earnings were terrible. In that form, using to is at least as legitimate as using with, if not more so, for these types of comparisons. The bottom line is that this just isn't an issue you ever have to worry about. If only someone had told Don that all those years ago.